com. Edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henin. Our telephone number is 855-200-1776. That's available not only to you at this very moment, but to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So remember that. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. When you call, you press 2, and they'll put you in queue to chat with us live here on the air on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO. If you press 1, you leave a message. And we'll get that emailed to us and in our inbox within moments. So either way, we want to make it easy for you to contribute to the program and tell us what is on your mind. Mark the Freedom Poet will be here in a moment. He is there. He is. And by the way, Mark was part of a wonderful Freedom Club event last night. We're going to tell you about that this hour. We're going to chat a little bit about a new sponsor that we have out the oil patch that you're going to want to know about. Especially if you're looking for affordable housing. Maybe you've been out in the Bakken and you've been working, but your wife has not moved, the kids have not moved. Well, have I got a place for you where the kids could be close to schools, literally walk to schools? Think about that. How hard is that anymore these days, right? But anyway, we'll tell you about that. It's a neat little development in Stanley, new Freedom Club member that we're proud to welcome to the program. Want to celebrate them a little bit. And by the way, also folks in Minnesota listening, North Dakota listening, and in South Dakota, the listening that have heard about, the Wild West and the great land of opportunity known as the Bakken. We've got some commercial property already zoned. It's perfect for all kinds of things that are badly needed in the Bakken. There's a lot of great business opportunities that remain in that part of the area. And I know a lot of folks have changed their world and changed their future for their kids and the grandkids by ultimately exploring some of those opportunities. As my friend Ron Ness at the North Dakota Petroleum Council says, we pretty much need more of everything in the Bakken. So whatever you have, from baked beans to, electricians to plumbers to welders to, folks willing to roll up their sleeves and go to work, they need you. They need more human capital. They need more affordable housing. They need more roads. But it's all coming. It's all coming day in and day out thanks to the good hard work of a lot of folks. So we'll tell you about that as we go throughout the program. While you were sleeping, Mark, I don't know if you knew this, but while you were fast asleep dreaming about last night's Freedom Club meeting, which we're going to talk about a little bit here, and also the golf addiction fund we had yesterday, did you hear what President Obama did while you were sleeping?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, he's issued an executive order. All right. And I don't know if the executive order has been signed yet, but he is evidently tonight in his State of the Union. And I'm sure you've got the TiVo all set, right? You're ready to hang on every word tonight at the State of the Union from...
I feel like I have to do it because of this job, but if I weren't on the radio, I wouldn't go... I would have cotton in my ears and I'd be under the bed.
Yeah, but we have to take one for the team, don't we? And actually listen and analyze and everything. Ellen Ratner, remember Ellen? Ellen's a dear friend, been on the air with me for
Open Border Ratner.
Yeah, Open Border Ratner, that would be her. There are no rules, Ratner, that'd be her. But we do love her. She is a dear soul, but she's a bit of a cranky pants these days and very busy, so she's not on regularly. But anyway, Ellen did call and say, "Who would you like me to talk to after the State of the Union address?" So if you've got anybody on your wish list that you'd like to have in the way of reaction tomorrow on your program on the Common Sense Club in the afternoon, you just let me know, and we'll let Ellen know, and she'll track them down for you.
Oh, okay? I'd love either Mike Lee or, Ted Cruz. I'd absolutely love
not Al Franken?
No, a double dose of nausea is more than I can take. I don't have enough Dramamine in the world to have Obama followed by Frankenstein.
We did have a dear... A couple from Pelican Rapids come on last night. They were not a big fan of Al Franken. Did you get a chance to chat with those folks?
Talked to him at length. Apparently, Franken spoke at a progressive convention in the summer of 2009 and just went on and on about, they said his testimony, they saw it on C-SPAN, would absolutely, if anybody that would see that would know that he is not one of us.
And by the way, The fact that they know that that was on C-SPAN means we can find it. So we've been tasked with that job, and Mark and the Freedom Club research staff, which is, I mean, it's a room full of people. That's all they do is trace. Actually, it's just Mark. Mark and Aaron. But anyway, they're going to find it. They're going to find it, and they're going to get to the bottom of it. And by the way, what a wonderful, before I finish the executive order, and you ought to be worried about what happened last night. The best part to me of last night's Freedom Club meeting is there were Fargo candidates there for city commission, for legislative races, for county commission races. There is a real movement amongst the, you know, common sense, freedom loving, God fearing, constitution worshiping folks to get involved at the local level in politics. And if there's anything, you know, I've almost banned the O word. I mean, the moo word or M or what, Michelle and O word. I just, it's almost, you know, it's tiring. It really is tiring. Well, and I know there's sort of a national debate. There's a national debate going on about this. I don't know if you've seen the sparring match going on between Sean Hannity and Michael Savage. Michael Savage won't even mention Obamacare on the air. He doesn't even talk about it. Won't even bring it up. He thinks it's boring, horrible, awful, dumb topic, crazy, everything else. Now, I think that's wrong, right? On the other hand, maybe Sean Hannity talks about it too much. I don't know. Maybe there's a place in the middle. But we know what we like talking about more than anything is when things happen at the local level, because that's where you're really going to make the big difference. And if you fix the local level, the city, the park district, and then you go to the county, right? School boards, and then you go up to the legislature, and then you go up to, you know, who you elect the members of Congress, and then the president, judges, you know, you just make a difference. So channel your frustrations in the proper place, and you make a difference. And that's why we have a Freedom Club. But anyway,
well, if you learn how the process works, you know, political science, if you run for school board, city commission, or, you know, United States Senate, it's the same process. The scale is bigger.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So anyway, here's what President Obama, who we are going to mention because he's going to be in the news, not only with this announcement already, but also with tonight's State of the Union address, did last night while you were sleeping. He is announcing in tonight's speech that he will use an executive order to raise the minimum wage for new federal contract workers during the State of the Union speech. The executive action will increase the federal minimum wage to $10.10 for new federal contractors. The president will also call on Congress to pass the Harkin-Miller bill that would increase the federal minimum wage to $10.10. So in other words, I guess all he can affect in the way of change is he's got to love up the unions, and he's got to get federal contract workers. Now, how many federal workers are making $10.10?
None of them.
That this looks like total posturing, number one.
Absolutely.
Number two, there are wage increases that are tied to the minimum wage. So he probably gets some union folks a raise out of this deal. But it's not to get somebody who can't buy bread from $9 to $10. That's not what it's about. You see, that's what he wants you to think it's about, because he cares for you, when really all he cares about is fat cat union leaders who ultimately elected him. You know, so this is pandering at its worst, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, this
you're,
is a good
time. You're talking $400 a week, which is great, which is very high for entry-level jobs. But there is not a single federal worker that makes less than $20 an hour, probably.
Yeah, exactly. So it's pandering is what it is. And by the way, this is when I wish Milton Friedman was still alive, because I'd love to be able to call Milton Friedman, and maybe I'll try and get Art Laffer, because he's sort of like a modern day.
And I've had him on, Stephen Forbes.
Steve Forbes would be great. Let's make a note to Mr. Producer Man, Chris and Aaron, two brothers of ours, one a blood brother in Chris, and one a wonderful addition of our team, but they're part of the support staff for Mark and I. That either Art Laffer or Steve Moore would be good, because I want to do
Laffer
minimum wage.
Laffer would be great too. You're right.
Minimum wage 101. Because here's the deal. Raising the minimum wage hurts people the most that the people who want to raise it purport to help. Now, that's more complicated than it needs to be. But if you're mandating what the minimum wage will be, what will happen is you will disrupt employment among folks that are learning a training wage. It's overwhelmingly proven that, you know, the young black kids are the first ones to not get jobs because of it. I mean, it's, you know, they think they can just find a utopia of a living wage and that all the laws of economics will go out the window. It's so frustrating. It's unbelievable.
I think they want to completely make sure that black men stay angry, stay voting 97%, and stay dependent on Grandpa Obama.
So wait a minute. Your argument is that they know that raising the minimum wage would actually disrupt and hurt the poorest, the folks that have a tough time getting a job, overwhelmingly black youth as an example, and others that are new to the workforce. You think your argument is they know that and they just want to keep them unemployed?
They have to know it. They've got access to the best economists in the world. They have to know it. And how would you like to be starting a new little business, you know, starting a gas station or starting a convenience store, a single mom and pop store with a $10, you know, having to pay everybody $10 an hour to start?
Here's another suggestion.
Get out of the business.
John Trenum just sent a nice note. Said, get Dr. Williams on the air. I have his number if you need it. He'd be another great one. All right, we'll put him
Williams,
to the
great. Ben Williams?
Art Laffer takes forever to book, so we'll take John's suggestion. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
And we're back on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hennon along with Mark the Freedom Poet. Anyway, we tackled the news overnight, and that is that tonight's State of the Union address, you're going to hear about a push for a hike in the minimum wage by President Obama, designed for one thing, to further endear him to the takers rather than the makers. It lifts nobody's boat. It actually harms people. And it's basic, simple economics. And by the way, if you disagree, I totally understand. I respect that. Let's have a conversation about it. 855-200-1776. My name is Scott Hennen. Mark the Freedom Poet is here. Mark hosts the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5 afternoon. Every afternoon, you hear that on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO. And, of course, the program that I host, What's on Your Mind? That'll be statewide with our friends at KFIRE 550 as well as KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson beginning at 9 o'clock. This is the What's on Your Mind preview hour. We follow on AM 1100 The Flag, Bill Bennett and Morning in America, and of course Rush Limbaugh's on all of our stations, and we have a lot of fun. Mark Levin on AM 1100 The Flag, Jason Lewis out on 1090 KTGO. I was listening to Bill Bennett this morning on the drive out to Bismarck, and I caught the tail end of a story about a dove that I didn't totally understand, but it was somebody called in and was talking about doves, and then Bill Bennett went on to sort of diss doves as saying he didn't like that idea of, you know, your kids are doves and send them out all innocent, not preparing them for the tough things in this world. And it turned into a very interesting conversation, but I never heard how it started. So I am kind of curious, and you don't have to go on the air if you don't want, but if you heard that story, I want to find out more about the dove story that Bill Bennett was talking about this morning. He also had a great interview with William Kristol on immigration reform this morning. It's a great show if you haven't had a chance to hear it. It's just a way to wake up so informed without anybody screaming and hollering and anything else. It's a perfect show to read the paper, sip a cup of coffee, and just have on because you learn so much. But if you did hear that story and can explain it to me, call at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. By the way, on the program today, we have the North Dakota Farm Bureau President Doyle Johannes and the District 7 Director of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Wes Klein. We're going to talk about their concerns about this special places proposal, extraordinary places. I guess it's been called a number of different things. We had Attorney General Wayne Stengem on yesterday. We've had a number of calls about this issue. Essentially, what it is an effort to put in place some protections around extraordinary places in a buffer zone around parks and other places that are currently off limits to energy production, and to extend. And Wayne Stengem's argument is, we already do this. We're just sort of putting some structure to it and taking it outside the Department of Mineral Resources to insulate us from people, you know, that are critics that want to shut this down. It just brings some transparency to the process. But we're really already doing this. And so that's his argument. Others are saying this is a private property issue. You already do it, so why in the world would you do this? But this is just more government. This is a bad idea. That's sort of the two sides of this issue. And we'll hear the Farm Bureau perspective that really is a property rights argument, and I think a pretty strong one, to tell you the truth. Mark Nisbett will be here in the 10 o'clock hour. He's the top man in North Dakota for XL Energy. And we're going to talk about why in the world we had to actually turn our thermostats down to 55 degrees because of a pipeline explosion in Canada. Where do we get our natural gas? Is there only one source? And is that just, you know, you can't have redundancy when it comes to natural gas? We're going to learn a little bit about it and also talk about the fact that if we're flaring on the oil patch, why don't we use it here? So anyway, we'll talk about those topics. And, of course, we have some fun issues planned to talk about. There's a farm bill agreement. And so I'd love to hear from producers on what you think of the compromise that came out. First of all, they reduced the food stamp funding reductions by $8 billion. So it's literally become pennies that they're reducing. $8 billion, that's less than the House GOP wanted. And again, that just shows you, without a pen at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, without the tyrannical, Harry Reid wanting more takers, not makers, this is what you have to put up with. The fact that we can't find $8 billion in savings in a food stamp program is horribly wasteful. It's just tragic. It really says we're whistling past the graveyard, in my view. But anyway, I'm more curious actually what happened in the conservation compliance being tied to crop insurance. That's the big worry. So much so, if the Senate version of that is included in the final piece, you know, we may have a farm bill, but we may rue the day that we got this farm bill. It's very bad for North Dakota. So we've got to get to the details of that. I know the House is voting tomorrow on it. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll talk about that. Fargo has decided, Fargo City prosecutors decided not to charge the Valley News Live, a TV reporter, for that hidden camera report. You know, we had that whole debate about, okay, is it ever okay to break the law when you're trying to fix something? And evidently it is. That's my take from that. And I know some folks did agree with that, so anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. And then I also want to talk about Michelle Obama. She wants us to kick in $10 to help them out on this Obamacare thing. Mark, have you heard about that? Are you planning on allocating some money for the First Lady on this program, or what's your plan?
The word is to protect Obamacare, and guess who from? The Tea Party and the rational people that actually know that it is a failure from the insurance industry that deals with it every day and realizes it's horrible. They're treating the insurance industry with absolute disrespect. She wants to protect it from the truth.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? We have a little survey question up. Is it up on our Facebook page yet? Yeah, it is. Here's the question. Michelle Obama wants $10 donations to help protect Obamacare. Will you contribute? I'm in search of somebody that's planning to contribute. I really am. Tom says, I don't think so.
Well, all you got to do is just take out an ad in the paper, say, I hate the Tea Party and I hate sanity. And I'm glad Milt Friedman is dead.
Normal Lee says,
and I hate Ronald Reagan. I mean, every rational person, look what's happening in Wisconsin. Scott Walker has turned that state around, $1 billion surplus. He wants to give it back to the people in tax cuts. I mean, this is a bluer state than Minnesota sometimes. And Scott Walker has faced recall twice. He cut spending, he cut the power of the unions, and was treated with just vile, vociferous hate. And we don't hear about this miracle anywhere in the mainstream press, but literally they have almost $1 billion surplus because he did it right.
And that was where again, Mark?
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Scott Walker. Yeah, good point. Here's some more answers on the question. We're trying to find somebody. Sincerely, we are, because it would I don't want to make fun of them. I just want to understand them. But
I do.
You want to make fun of them?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just there's no possible rationale.
Do you ever accomplish anything making fun of somebody? Is what I'm saying. I mean, I don't think you'll get that.
Well,
I
don't
do that
too much. You know, I don't do that too much.
You're a kind soul.
Probably gentle humor.
Anyway, Tom says, I don't think so. Normal says, good after bad? Nah. Alex says, LMAO, with a bunch of exclamation points. I'm not familiar with that acronym. Are you, Mark?
LMAO.
Yeah. Work on that one today, would you? You don't know what that means?
LMAO.
Yeah, I know what it means, actually, but it's a family program. So just work on that one. That's your riddle for today, okay? Beaver says, gosh, I guess McDonald's Happy Meals aren't good enough for her anymore. LOL. You know what LOL means, don't you?
Lots of luck.
It may mean that. It also means laugh out loud. Yeah. And no, yeah. I will not contribute to her. Jody is wondering laugh if she's insane. Jody said, is she insane? Ken says, what? They need more money? Wasn't Obamacare supposed to lower the deficit all by itself? So weigh in, folks. We're taking a little survey if you're going to hop on the Michelle Obamacare train. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. 1st, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
That pretty. I love that piano back.
It's a nice song. Turn, Turn, Turn was one of Pete Seeger's, wasn't it? This land
is
your land.
Out of Ecclesiastes.
This land is your land.
Yeah.
He did that one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Pete Seeger's, the Christy Minstrels made it gigantic. I think he probably wrote it, though.
Yeah.
Which one was out of Ecclesiastes?
Oh, that was it. For every day there's a season, time there's a season.
Yeah.
Time for war, time for peace, a time for love.
Yeah. Turn, 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 and this land is your land, or two that I remember that he.
Yeah.
But this land is your land. That's ancient, isn't it?
I thought it's a fun song.
He made it popular, I think, right? Whenever in his era.
Well, and Christy Minstrels and Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah. In case you missed this, Pete Seeger died. He was he lived a good life, though.
Quite a good time.
My friend Chuck Haga from the Grand Forks Herald put up some comment on Facebook about it. And generally, Chuck's choice of music and mine are a little bit different because he kind of comes from that, radical hippie era. But he's a great reporter. Great, great reporter. But anyway, he was singing the blues about Pete Seeger's passing. Anyway, we're back on What's on Your Mind with Mark the Freedom Poet. I'm Scott Hinnom. And some more news headlines to go through. And we're getting some hilarious responses. I've yet to find somebody who is planning to contribute, but we are in search, sincerely, for somebody that would do that. Paul says she needs to quit pandering. Go to your buddies, Hollywood, Soros, Buffett. You can have your health care. Let me keep mine until my employer has to drop it because of you. Mark says, why would anyone do this? They'll probably just find another way to increase the premium anyhow. When will folks start to wake up and see that this is probably the worst president in history?
A lot of people are waking up to that.
I'm not going to give him $10. I also, by the way, posted from our Freedom Club meeting last night a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. Justin Vega got up and read a quote that was pretty amazing. It was long, but if you really listen to it, it was pretty profound. And what's amazing about it's one of those quotes you want to read first, let soak in, and then know who wrote it and who is the author of it. And it's Martin Luther King basically talking about the hard left, as in Marx, Lenin, communists. Okay, but what's interesting about it is the things that he is critical of the hard left look a awful lot like the Democratic Party today. Now, when you say that, people, you know, their head pops off. But it's, I think it's ironic because Martin Luther King is obviously a hero of the left. And they often forget that he was a reverend and forget lots of inconvenient truths about Martin Luther King. But anyway, I promised at last night's meeting I'd post that on the Facebook page, and I have.
It was a systematic takedown of socialism.
It really was.
Socialism. And most people would have never guessed it was the darling of the left, Martin Luther King. Most people didn't know he was a pro-life Republican.
This is why I'm excited that Justin Vega is running for the Fargo Cass Commission. Or, I'm sorry, not Fargo, the Cass
Sharp young
commission.
Man. I promised him I'd go door-to-door with him.
Yeah, and I tell you what, there's folks talking about running for mayor. There's folks talking about running for city commission. I would say this, if you're conservative in nature, and you care about the future of North Dakota, you need to get involved in making sure conservatives are an option for people to vote for in Fargo. Because rather quickly, and sort of in the heat turning up little by little on the frog in the pan kind of way, Fargo's elected leaders have become more and more out of step with the rest of North Dakota. Really, you could say Castleton and the Grand Forks Air Force Base, Castleton and Amarillo West, is vastly different in the makeup of the belief set. The principles, I know this sounds offensive to people, but I always break it down to takers versus makers, right? Where there are takers who just think somebody needs to provide for them and there needs to be government mandates and, you know, the minimum wage ought to be mandated to be up and, you know, you've got to fix this and go give me health care and give me food stamps that's takers rather than folks that say, hey, the worst thing that could happen to me is if I'm having to be dependent on the government. They're makers. They're going to go out and the balance of takers versus makers. Castleton and Amarillo East is getting alarming. It really is. It's always been a bit of a problem in Grand Forks. I'll say that as a person that loves Grand Forks dearly, and having spent 18 years of my life there. And I love everything about Grand Forks, but it's always been, and that's mainly the university influence, right? But Fargo has leaned that way. I mean, you look at the furnace years, and, folks like Gib Romanshankel and Rob Lynch and John Cosgriff and Gib probably the best of the best. But same with Bruce Furness. I mean, and some of the stock on that Fargo City Commission over the years and what they accomplished. With a five-member commission? Yeah, I mean, really just extraordinary. Great leadership. And it is so run amok right now, it scares the living daylights out of me. It really does. Because you've got a couple of hard lefties that are really pushing things, and then you got a couple of followers. And even followers that claim to be conservative, you know, that really are not. That are about, you know, more government solutions to everything. So this is a long way of saying pay attention. Pay attention in Fargo to what happens on the city commission races. Get involved. Roll up your sleeves. And we had candidates last night at the Freedom Club meeting that were just inspiring. They really were fantastic. So, also I have a couple of pictures about the event. Harlan Gerger got up and spoke. Really, this was a good example. Harlan, really a political novice in the sense he'd never run for office before. He decided to run for the legislature last time, and he really walked people through the process and getting involved in the meetings. And Mark is doing a marvelous job in the afternoon for North Dakotans, for Minnesotans, engaging in the process and getting you schooled up on how you do this and why you do it and where you do it. What's odd is that, a couple of years ago, I did this. I went to my first district convention where, you're picking delegates and you're deciding who the candidates are and all of that. And here's somebody that interviewed political candidates for a living, right? But I'd never gone there. I'd never been part of it. Well, when I did, I was looked at like I was some kind of foreign species because I was new to it, right? And I remember Maria came along, too. She said, I'm never doing that again, ever. Never. You know, how sad is that? And her take was it was petty, it was catty, it was not, you know, hey, this is freedom, this is participating in democracy. It was a bunch of people that have done it for a long time. And I'm not very critical of them because, to their credit, they've always done it. They're the grassroots activists, and they're very important to a party. Extraordinarily important, okay? The problem is, it's a really small group. And when anybody new comes into that group, the vast majority of them see you as an outsider. Well, that's crazy. It's no more their district than it is your district if you live in it. But, the message I got out of last night, you tell me if I'm wrong, Mark, was really that that people now feel a little more comfortable about, you know, not being intimidated by the process and really wanting to get involved. I really sense some great grassroots momentum that's starting to build. Do you?
Yeah, it is. It was so cold out last night. The fact we filled two rooms at Pizza Ranch on a night as inclement as that, where two of our speakers didn't come, it was amazing. It's beginning to feel like it's a place to go. If you want to connect with conservatives, go to a Freedom Club meeting. I mean, I felt like we kind of arrived last night. It was pretty cool.
We'll, by the way, be in Grand Forks on Monday night at the Pizza Ranch up there. I want to thank Pizza Ranch for hosting us. Before last night's Freedom Club event, by the way, we had a wonderful time, and I posted a picture of some guys that were on the three-way sim. We were on a they have a three-screen simulator, so you almost get the sense that, again, you're not just looking straight ahead at a screen, but you have a, like a surround. I mean, you're really in that place. And I forget what, I think they were playing Sawgrass. We were playing Pebble Beach. And it was so fun. It really was. And Chris Sayer, who's the manager and part owner of this facility, his uncle helped him get this going. It's one of those places I can't really describe. You just have to actually go there. But I hope you do. I mean, they've got a bar. They've got food. They've got, you know, there were some guys there last night that were, you know, regulars that go there regularly. They said, this is so fun. We come here, you know, knock off work about 5 o'clock, you know, come have a pop or a beer and play our favorite course. And what a way to get your game in shape. But these are the exact same simulators the pros use. That's the amazing thing about it. And so we had free golf for our Freedom Club members there yesterday. And the simulator we used is the teaching simulator, Mark. Did you know that? Did they explain that to you?
Yeah.
And they have a camera and everything. So you go in there with a pro, and they're filming you and telling you, okay, your weight shifted here. They have scales underneath. They show you your swing on video. They can see where your weight is shifting. It's unbelievable technology. And so you can sign up and have a pro help you out, get a little better. And I'm terrible. I'm awful. I mean, my first shot was 34 yards. My first shot off the tee was 34 yards yesterday.
That's easy to do.
And then what did I... My longest might have been 100. My favorite moment was Russ Newman stopped by. And Russ is a legendary golfer in these parts. And he said, hey, I heard about this on the radio. Now, here's this great golfer. He didn't even know golf addiction existed. And so he comes over, and I go introduce him to Mark and a few of our listeners. And I said, you know, I this guy's name is Russ, and he's going to hit for me this time. Is that okay? He gets up on Pebble Beach. Was it number two or number three?
Where he has played before.
Yeah, he starts describing the trees, right? Oh, I remember that cart path. I mean, he's got the whole thing down. He whacks one about 297 yards dead center in the fairway off the tee box, and everybody looks like, what did the wind just blow in? Oh, my gosh, was it amazing. And then if you thought that was good, Chris Sayer gets up there and starts the long drive contest. What did he do, Mark? Well, how many yards was he pounding him?
398, 401, and 404, and broke a driver. He needs a sponsor. This guy's world class. He has tied the world record, which is 427 yards. His hang time is 11 seconds in the air, and this is realistic. He said it's not realistic enough because it doesn't give him enough roll. But he kept at it and kept at it. It was an amazing explosion of energy and athleticism.
It was.
And quite a sight to see, and it's very realistic.
By the way, Jared from Grand Forks is waiting to weigh in here. I just saw Jared was waiting. I'm sorry we kept you waiting this long, Jared, but appreciate you calling. You wanted to weigh in on the minimum wage, right?
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on the minimum wage, but I also thought, you know, this whole Michelle Obama asking for money, if a third of Americans even give money, that's $1 billion. And where does that go? I mean, into a fund or the campaign or... Who knows where it goes, but
Hey, Jared, can you do me a favor? Hang on, because we're gonna have the music start in a second here. We're gonna be up against the break, and I want to give you time to get your point in. So we'll do that on the other side of the break. And also, since you're calling from Grand Forks, I want to invite you to our next Freedom Club meeting, which will be 7 p.m. Monday night, Pizza Ranch, Grand Forks, which is right off 32nd. And by the way, thanks again to the golf addiction last night.
Great
we're
going to
have
stuff.
Chris on. It is. It's in Liberty Square off 45th by Applebee's and Pizza Ranch there. More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs. Normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is What's on Your Mind. My friends, I'm Scott Hillen. Mark the Freedom Bullet is here. Jared and Grand Force waiting to weigh in on the minimum wage. Just want to tell you, tomorrow I'll be live at the Sweet Crude Travel Center. And for our listeners in the Bakken, that is right on the intersection of Highway 85 and 200. Be there during the show tomorrow, and if you want to stop by for lunch, or, you know, late breakfast or whatever, I'll buy you a Cloverdale Bacon Biscuit Sandwich. They're on me. Pizza by the slice, two for $5. And by the way, if you want to stock your fridge, Cloverdale meat, sliced bacon, $5.99, assorted Kraft cheese, $2.49, loaf of bread, $2.35. Jack Lynx jerkies, $4.99 a bag. Doritos, tortilla chips, the big ones, two for $5. 12 packs of Coke products are $3.99. And, you know, all this stuff's pretty, pretty. How about this? When's the last time you had two boxes of Frosted Flakes cereal for $5? And my favorite Chips Ahoy cookies are $3.99, but they have prizes they're giving away, iPads and T-shirts and hats and sweatshirts and free food on Wednesday. Lots of free food. Lots of Cloverdale food we'll be sampling, so that's why we're going to be there Wednesday. The grand opening's on today through Sunday, Sweet Crude Travel Center. They're in Grassy Butte on the intersection of Highway 85 and 200. I also mentioned earlier that I wanted to tell you about the Frontier Village. And the Frontier Village is really an amazing development that is in Stanley, North Dakota. And, you know, affordable housing is hard to come by in the Bakken. It really is. And there is now affordable housing right now. In fact, they have about 60 homes right now that are ready to go. And so imagine that. I mean, you could move in, and your wife could come here, your kids can be here, and all of a sudden, look, imagine how your world changes. Think about that. Pretty extraordinary. So anyway, I really want folks to know more about this, and I have a telephone number for you. So if you grab a pen and a piece of paper, I'm going to give you a telephone number, and it is the place that you can find affordable housing in the Bakken, all right? 60 affordable home lots. There's a couple of commercial lots. There's a nice piece of land that's zoned residential as well. This is really an amazing development. And, you know, affordable housing is hard to come by. It really is. It's very difficult. So I encourage you to learn more about this and to check this out. And we'll be telling you more about it. But the reason I brought it up today is I want to do, number one, have you have a pen ready so you can write this down. And number two, welcome a new sponsor to the program. Jared, let's let you finish on the minimum wage there before we keep you waiting too long. So go ahead. What was your question on the minimum wage or comment?
Well, I will be coming to the Pizza Ranch and bringing some people with me. I'm kind of excited that you guys are going to be in Grand Forks now. This is the first one that I've heard of. But as far as the minimum wage goes, I'd like to mention, you know, how it hurts the middle class. Because right now you have a restaurant, you know, you maybe have three people there that can really make a career out of working there as managers or whatever. And when you raise the minimum wage, that cuts into the salary that that person can get paid. And suddenly you have a business that's not even supporting one middle-income family. You know, it can't support any middle-income families.
That's really true. I was in the restaurant business, and you can't make it without kids, busboys, students that are really happy to work with minimum wage and tips.
And when minimum wage goes up that much, then you can't give a raise to your manager, or whoever you have to promote doesn't get as big of a raise next time. It ends up cutting into the people above.
Very good points. Very good points on your part. Absolutely. Appreciate that very much. Well, Jared, thanks for the call. We'll see you Monday night in Grand Forks, okay?
See you there.
All right. By the way, it's still cold outside. I know we've reduced the forecast now to coat or no coat. And it's still mighty cold. But I heard the national news today. It's 15 below in Minneapolis. It's 20 below in Fargo, North Dakota. As though that's some sort of like you know, foreign country or something. I don't know why they insist on this stuff, Mark, but they do, and it hasn't changed much. Looks like it's gonna warm up a little bit tomorrow in the Bakken, but in fact, compared to what we've had, been pretty amazing. Here's that telephone number that I promised for affordable housing. And by the way, these are homes that they can be ready to go pronto, and the kids are walking distance. It is just amazing. 701-628-2418. If you're either looking for residential housing, affordable housing, Stanley, I mean, it's right next to a new Holiday Station store. It's walking distance to the schools. It's just like how you grew up, all right? And a great way to get the whole family here. That's what this is really about. So 701-628-2418 is the telephone number. Or if you're looking for some commercial property that is ready to go for residential and already commercial zoned property as well. 701-628-2418 in beautiful Stanley, North Dakota, home of the Whirl-a-Whip at the Dakota Drug. Anything I need to know on sports before we go today, Mark?
Wolves played great even without Pekovic, beat Chicago Bulls, and it looks like Manning isn't planning on walking away anytime soon. As long as he feels like he can contribute, he wants to stay in the game of football as we move toward the Super Bowl on Sunday. Go Broncos.
By the way, is the game on? I know they were talking about postponing it, which would just be ridiculous. But is it on now? Still going to go?
Yeah, I think so.
The wussification of America is pretty scary. Sunny and 18 degrees below zero right now in Fargo. Tioga's at 11 degrees below. Partly cloudy, minus 18 in Grand Forks. At one point, it was like 10 below in Grand Forks, like 20 below in Fargo. But that it looks like those are right. How about Erskine, Minnesota? 31 below right now. Bismarck at minus 9, the current temperature, as well. Minot at minus 9 right now. But we're looking at minus 11 in the patch, heading for a high today. We'll break not quite double digits, 9 above, but 18 tomorrow, which is pretty nice. Not far off in Fargo, 18 below now, heading for about zero.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since a ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.